Okay, so yesterday we started, discussing, the issue of Hanaz Me'ayim, or Hanaz Grono, really B'chol Torah Kula, right? Discussing it in the context of Machalas Asuros, and in the more positive context in Mitzvos. And basically what came out, is that although it was obviously Machalkes, Rish Lakish, Rav Yochanan, the normative psak, based on Rav Yochanan Shita, is that both by Machalas Asuros and by Mitzvos, that the gather of Achila is Hanaz Grono. So therefore, with that piece of information moving forward, in conjunction to the fact that our Hakdama yesterday, that this factor of Hanaz Grono versus Hanaz Me'ayim is not just, an external Tanai, but really, gets to the essence, either the essence, the gedder of the Isser itself, slash mitzvah itself, or at least gets to the essence of, the Maisa Achila. Therefore, with that background, knowing that, the factor of Hana, which Hana is important, and knowing that B'chol Torah Kula, Hana's Grono ends up being the Koveya, it's important now with that information to now, analyze what the Koveya is for Yom Kippur. It ends up being an interesting test case to really figure out whether the Gedder of Ino Shel Achila for Yom Kippur is different than the Gedder of Achila by Shar Machos Asuros. Like, if so, how? So this ends up being a good test case. At the beginning of the Sugya, everyone was questioning me. Bringing all these different approaches, are there any concrete nafkamina? So again, this is our first clear, clear concrete, nafkamina between the different approaches in terms of this issue of Hanaz Grono versus Hanaz Me'ayim. Fine. Okay, so let's keep things organized. So we're going to, as you can imagine, there are going to be three approaches in terms of what the Koveya for Yom Kippur is. All three options, right? We have two variables. First option is going to be that it's only Hanaz Grono. Second option is that it's going to be only Hanaz Me'ayim. And third option is that it's going to be both. So first we're going to bring the shittos for each and try to analyze, the conceptual implications of each approach. So the first approach is that just like the gedder of B'chol Torah Kula of Achila is Hanaz Grono, so too the gedder for the Inoy of Yom Kippur, Inoy Shel Achila, is Hanaz Grono. But even within this first approach, that the gedder of the Koveya for Yom Kippur is Hanaz Grono, there seem to be two different versions of Hanaz Grono. The first version is, we'll call it 1A, is we'll call it the classic Hanaz Grono. The classic, gedder of Hanaz Grono with all its nafkamina, right, including the nafkamina that we had in Chulin, both the factor of, Bein Chanichayim, all right, according to, if you think the Hanaz Grono is the Koveya, therefore you would include within the shear any part of the food which remains in the mouth, even though it doesn't go down to your stomach, that doesn't matter. And the other nafkamina of Chazer V'Yikiyo, right, if you eat half a koseves, throw it up, and then eat that same half a koseves again, according to the Hanaz Grono approach, this also, there's 1A, this first version of it, that it's a classic Hanaz Grono, that you'd be, chayiv in both those cases. So the Mefarish, who seems to explicate this idea that it's the classic Hanaz Grono is Koveya for Yom Kippur, is the Afikeyam based on Tosos and Shabbos. Right? Just some background, that Tosos and Shabbos, Yud Aleph Omen Aleph, Dibur Maschal Lo Yamod, again, is discussing the context of Hanacha, in terms of, the Moach of Hotzah, and a lot of Mekoros, which basically say that when you, eat something, that ends up being a Hanacha, right? There's the Akira, picking something up, and then one version of Hanacha, which is the second half of the Malacha of Hotzah, is when you swallow it. So the question that Tosfos is discussing is, what stage of the swallowing, of the eating process is the gedder of Hanacha. So he basically proves that really, right when it passes through, Bli'az Grono, right when it passes through the throat, that is the Hanacha. Right? It doesn't have to wait until it reaches the stomach. It's really, the Koveya is Bli'az Grono. And what's his Raya? His Raya from the Sugya increases, because the Sugya increases and the Gimel Amid Beis, they're based on the Mishnah there. The Mishnah basically points out that there's a case where a number of Yisurim coincide. You have the Mishnah says, you have an Achila Achas, through which, through a certain type of food, you can end up being over, four, Yisurei, basically up to like five different Yisurim at the same time, and the Mishnah adds, also, with one Achila, depending on the situation, you can also be over the Malacha of Hotzah. And you can be malacha, you can violate malacha votzah alongside all these various isuri achila, including Yom Kippur, we'll get to in a second, bebasachas. So basically, Tosa says, if you're violating classical machas asiros alongside the malacha of hotzah, so it must be that they all take place at the same time. And just like we paskin by shar machas asiros, that hanaz grono is mechayiv, that the kovei is hanaz grono, so that means at the time that it goes through your mouth, it runs through your throat, slash your palate, you're chayiv from machas asiros. So if you think that you're going to violate hotzah at the same time, so it must be that the hanacha, the shas hanacha, is the time that it passes through your throat. Fine. Afikiyam then takes it one step further, and he points out, wait a second, if you look at that list, not only are there classical machalos asuros in that list, but Yom Kippur is also in that list. So if Yom Kippur, or if the inui of achil on Yom Kippur is going to be violated at the same exact time that you're going to violate these other machalos asuros and hotzah, so it must be that the koveya for Yom Kippur is also hanaz grono. Just like hanaz grono is the koveya for hotzah and for shar machalos asuros, that is also the koveya for Yom Kippur.
Where's
the Tosos? In Shabbos, Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. Dibur Amaskil, Lo Ya Amod.
It's like, the first time, like, what's enough
Kamina
between Amaz Girl and Amaz Mayab? Is like, if it's Chazat, Ekir, Vechaz Racha. So, like, I had a question that I didn't ask you before. Like, is it there a Hila, you know, to eat your vomit?
It's a good question. The Gemara is assuming, that Gufa is, the Gemara mentions that. And the Gemara is talking about whether it's equal. The Gemara actually, hits on that point. At the first, the Gemara thinks that question is first. The question of, you know, Chazar v'Kiyo is first raised. The Gemara first thinks that question, that issue is the, you know, the Tut Stad. The Gemara says, no, it must be that everyone thinks that, you know, it hasn't been fully digested, and therefore it still is an Achil the second time, and therefore the Gemara comes on to that the issue is really Hanos Kona versus Hanos Me'at. But the Gemara itself, you know, raises that issue. Okay. So within the shita of Afikiyam based on Tosos, that the Hanaz Grono is the Koveya, there ends up being a number of different ways to understand the shita. I would say this shita actually aligns with all three approaches. So I would say the simple understanding of this shita, and if you think the Hanaz Grono is the Koveya for Yom Kippur, I would say the simple understanding is approach number one, right? If the same Koveya for Shar Machalos Asuros is the Koveya for Yom Kippur. So I would say, the simple understanding of, according to this approach, is that if the same Koveya for Maisa Achila B'chol Torah Kula is the Koveya for Yom Kippur, I would say the simple understanding is approach number one, that the Geder of Inui Shel Achila for Yom Kippur is a Maisa Achila. And therefore, it makes sense to borrow the same Geder that you have by Shar Machalos Asuros, the same Geder which is Koveya Maisa Achila B'chol Torah Kula, that's going to carry over to Inoy of Achila within approach number one. So again, so I'll say the simple understanding of that Tosos and Shabbos would be approach number one. But contrary to that approach, the Afikiyam...
From the original approaches, like Maisa Achila versus Yivadas?
Yeah, exactly. That would be, yeah, sorry. A lot of numbers being thrown around. I apologize. Yes, I'll say the simplest understanding of this classical Hanaz Grono would be the broad approach number one, that you know that it's a Maisa Achila, and therefore the Geder is based on the Geder of Shar Machalos Asuros. Oh. So, but despite the fact that I would think that's the simplest understanding, the Afikiyam, again, who's the one who brings this Raya from Tosos, he presents two understandings of Hanaz Grono, and both of his understandings end up being both versions of approach number two. Again, he doesn't even entertain the possibility that Yom Kippur is just based on a Maisa Achila. So his first version that he presents is the Afikiyam Dibur Maschil Amnam, right? His first understanding is basically what we've been calling approach 2a. That really the lone koveya for Yom Kippur is Yisuvei Daite. And he basically says that it could be that Hanaz Grono is simply the factor which is koveya Yisuvei Daite. And the way he sets it up is that the same... Well, first, it should be noted that the Afikiyam thinks that the question of what the Koveya for Yom Kippur is taloi on the machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. He points out, because based on the cheshbon Tosos, the whole point, the raya from the Mishnah increases, is that the same Koveya for Shar Machalos Asuros, right, the same timing for Shar Machalos Asuros, has to be the timing for Yom Kippur. So according to Rav Yochanan, that the timing for Shar Machalos Asuros is Hanaz Grono, that, according to Rav Yochanan, has to be the Koveya for Yom Kippur. But according to Reish Lakish, at the timing, at the Koveya for Shar Machlokes Suros, is Hanas Me'ayim, so therefore Hanas Me'ayim has to be the Koveya for Yom Kippur. Right? That's just in Cheshbon, because if everything has to be Vivas Achas, whatever Yoshita for Yom Machlokes Suros ends up having to be Yoshita for Yom Kippur. So the first, the first day of Fikiyam is that, you know, so what's the connection between Shar Machlokes Suros and Yom Kippur? Is that it's like a siman. Right, that the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish in terms of Shar Machlokes Suros is, in terms of determining the gedder of Ma'aseh Achila, is of between Hanas Grono and Hanas Me'ayim, which is the Iker Hana, right? Which is the Iker Hana to be Koveya the Ma'aseh Achila. So says the Arfikiyam, that same machlokes in regards to which is the Iker Hana to be Koveya for the Ma'aseh Achila by Shar Machlokes Suros will carry over in terms of which is the Iker Hana to be Koveya Yisuve Daite. So again, according to this first understanding of the Afikayam, again, the lone Koveya for Yom Kippur is Yisuve Daite. And the way he explains the carryover between the, right, the Machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, how the Machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish by Shar Machlokes Suros carries over to the Machlokes by Yom Kippur, right, instead of saying like our first option that it's the same achokis, because right, it's one koveya, it's one single koveya of Ma'aseh Achila. He says, the Fikiyam says that really there are different kovim, right? The koveya for Shar Machlokes Suros is Ma'aseh Achila, and the koveya for Yom Kippur is only Yisuve Daite. But what's the connection? The connection is basically what's the Iker Hana? So the Iker, right? Each person, whatever you think is the Iker Hana for one, for Ma'aseh Achila, you're also going to hold up the Iker Hana for Yisuve Daite. So Rabbi Yochanan thinks that the Iker Hana in both contexts is Hanas Grono, and Reish Lakish is going to argue that the Iker Hana in both to be Koveya, both Ma'aseh Achila and Suvei Daite is Hanas Me'ayim. That's the first suggestion by the Fikiyam. The second suggestion by the Fikiyam, which ends up being the one he holds up, the Maskana, right, aligns with approach 2B, where he ends up saying that really, no, Yom Kippur, although there's a focus on Suvei Daite, it's not that Yisuve Daite alone suffices. You need Yisuve Daite in conjunction with a Ma'aseh Achila. And therefore what comes out is that Rav Yochanan holds that Hanas Grono is Koveya, because he holds that Hanas Grono supplies, right, constitutes not only a Ma'aseh Achila, but that also constitutes Yisuve Daite. And Reish Lakish, who holds that really it's Hanas Me'ayim, according to this approach says, according to this latter approach, right, he suggests that Reish Lakish can agree with Rav Yochanan that Hanas Grono would have sufficed for Yisuve Daite. But since according to this latter approach, you need both a Ma'aseh Achila and Yisuve Daite, so therefore Reish Lakish, according to this approach, requires Hanas Me'ayim for Yom Kippur, because Hanas Me'ayim is the only one that provides both Yisuve Daite and a Ma'aseh Achila. Right, because Reish Lakish clearly thinks that only Hanas Me'ayim constitutes a Ma'aseh Achila. That's what it carries over. So in short, within the shita of the classical Hanas Grono being the Koveya of Yom Kippur, you end up having, it can align with all three approaches. Either Hanas Grono is Koveya because it's approach number one, that's the gedder of Ma'aseh Achila, or approach 2A, because Hanas Grono is the Koveya for Yisuve Daite, or like approach 2B, that Hanas Grono is the one that provides both Ma'aseh Achila and Yisuve Daite. Any questions on Fikiyam?
Possibly one is that it's all in the Ma'aseh Achila.
Exactly. And therefore, the same Koveya for Ma'aseh Achila B'chol Torah Kula is going to be the Koveya for Yom Kippur. But it's not a coincidence that Hanas Grono is Koveya both for Shar Machlokes Suros and Yom Kippur. It's because it's the same Koveya. Not that it's like, oh, there's like a simon, the same Iker, which is Koveya one, is Koveya the other. No, it's the same exact Koveya of Ma'aseh Achila, approach number one. Yeah.
So why was the Afikayam so if it seems that Tos is almost clearly pointing to the first approach, so why was the Afikayam so driven against that?
Yeah, so it seems, again, this is a broader question, but I guess it seems from his understanding of the entire sugya was that Yisuve Daite is a factor in and of itself. So it seems like he's not willing to accept approach number one, which says, no, the lone Koveya is Ma'aseh Achila. He says, no, for sure, the fact of Yisuve Daita is not, right, the way it's quoted in Holy Gemara, it can't just be an adjustment. That is a Koveya. So then it's Tudeos. Is that the lone Koveya, or is that in conjunction with Ma'aseh Achila? But he's, interesting, based on the totality of of his approach to the Sugya, he views Yisuvei Daita as an independent factor.
According to the first Trimah PKM, so if it's only talking to Suvidete, what was the Sra that we're learning out from Echlas Asuras?
Yeah, so he viewed it as like a simon. He said the same way, he says the same, like the core of the Machokis by Machlas Asuras is what is the Iker Hana, right? When it comes to Achila, there are two potential Hanas at play. There's Anas Grono and Anas Mehayim. So he says the machlokas between Rebbe Yochanan and Rish Lakish, but he basically, you know, he broadens it to say that it's a broad machlokas, but what's the Iker Hana? So once you broaden the machlokas and say that it's what's the Iker Hana, so that same machlokas of what the Iker Hana is to determine what the Maisa Achila is, you can say that same machlokas could carry over and say what's the Iker Hana to determine what's Yisupe Daite. It's like an interesting idea that he like basically conceptualizes the machlokas in such a way which makes it, you know, broad enough to carry over to Yisuvei Daita as well. That the same machlokas, you know, the same machlokas which koveya maisa achila will also be koveya Yisuvei Daita.
We were saying earlier, like in the very beginning of the sugya, right, that the whole inui of achila is svar of tuvei. This is not, we didn't learn any simon out from any external factors, right?
Correct. I mean, yeah, this is an afik, you know, this is afik yams chiddush. That the same, that the underlying koveya for ma'isa achila shares in common the koveya for yisuvei daita. But that's a chiddush.
While still, it's only telling yisuvei daita.
Exactly. It's a chiddush. It's fascinating. In cheshbon, he's forced to say this because his raya is from Tosfos based on Krisos, which is basically, you know, comparing achal sasuros to, you know, Gipper. He's basically forced to say, what's the connection if not for this? Other people are going to say, no, they learn the sugya differently, and say, no, Yisuvei Daita has nothing to do with it. Yeah, but it's a very good point. Okay. All right, so like I said, the first version of the Hanas Grono approach was that it was like the classical Hanas Grono. That was the Afikayam based on Tosos. They'll call the second version of Hanas Grono is in the Or Sameach, where the Or Sameach has what we call an adjusted Hanas Grono. So first, two parts of the Or Sameach. First, the Or Sameach proves that Hanas Grono is Koveya, right? Similar to the Tosos, right? So first, the Or Sameach brings Rayos, that where he says, although the Torah utilizes the Lashon of Inui, which would seem to imply that it's all based on Yisuvei Daita, really the Koveya is still Hanas Grono. What are his two Rayos? Anyone remember any of his Rayos? From Raya from Shuas, Yigimel and Beis? Anyone remember this? Exactly, right? The Gemara there is trying to understand, you know, according to the Shita of Rebbe, that, you know, the Etzem day of Yom Kippur is Mechaper. So the question is, so then how do you ever have a Kares? How do you ever have a Chiyuv Kares for violating either any of the Inuyim or the Isra Melacha on Yom Kippur, right? When you do it, Yom Kippur is Mechaper, even without Tshuva. And if you think that Tshuva is needed, so then the case of Kares is where person violated and didn't do tshuva. But according to the Shita of Rebbe, which is a fascinating Shita in of itself, that, you know, the Itzumo Shel Yom is Mechaper B'li Tshuva, so when do you ever have an Isra Karis for violating any of the Dinim of Yom Kippur? So what's the answer? What's the case? Exactly, when you choke on the food. So which means you basically, you violated the Inoy of Achila, your Chayv Karis, and then you die before, you know, the Itzumo Shel Yom has the ability to be Mechaper.
Why is that such a strike? Just say that he
just first expel the Raya. So the Raya that the Or Sameach brings is, and he says that, oh, right, the assumption is that he violated the Avera and then died. So he's, right, when you choke basically right away. You eat it. So he says the only thing, right, the only Hana, which there was time, if someone who chokes on his food, the only Hana which takes place is Hana's Grona, right? Went through your throat and it's stuck in your throat. The whole point is that it didn't get to your Mehayim. So he says, if the fact that in that case you violate, you know, the Isra Kares, it must be because Hanas Grono is Mechayim. He says, if Hanas Mehayim was Mechayim, so then, right, you'd have to wait until it got to your stomach, and obviously the guy choked right when it was in his throat, so there wasn't enough time for Hanas Mehayim. So if Hanas Mehayim was really the Koveya Yom Kippur, then in that case where you choked right away, there wouldn't be time for you to violate the Isra Karis. So, you still have a question?
Yeah, well, you're saying that he was Mechayev first, right? Gemara in Shavuot says that he was Chayev first, right?
He was Chayev and then he died.
Should we say the first kosavasi swallow, the second kosavasi choke them?
Okay, I guess so. You're saying when it was like a long time?
By the second kosavasi, would have already been mechapi, though.
On the first
one. But before the second kosavasi.
I'm saying, so Philip is saying, let's say you eat kosavasi number one, you're eating, you eat kosavasi number one, you wait 15 minutes, right, and by the, then you eat kosavasi number two and you choke on kosavasi number two. So you're saying by the time you choked on kosavas number two, you already got hanas mayayim out of kosavas number one. So which binyamin responds?
It could be 2 seconds in between kosavas number one and kosavas number two, but if Yom Kippur is mechaper mimelo with 1 second of Yom Kippur, which is the shita that he's going in, so then in between kosavas number one and kosavas number two, he's already mechaper from the Isser Karis.
Say it again? But if you think the hanas mayayim...
I'm saying... I'm trying to help out the rest of the
I know, but he's saying, Philip's saying, what do you mean? Let's say, Hanaz Me'ayim is Kovei. He's trying to say, we can still be Mukum the Gemara in a case where you're choking.
Any time there's a second in between the first Kusavis and the second Kusavis, you're already Mechaper for the Isser Karis. The whole point of the Gemara is to show when you're not, when you're going to be Chayav Karis without a Rega of Yom Kippur in between.
Correct.
So eating, already finishing one Kusavis before choking, won't that already be Mechaper?
No, but it's like you're not. If according to, because if you think the hanas me'ayim is kovea, so then you didn't violate the aver until you got hanas me'ayim.
Okay.
So you got the hanas me'ayim.
And then he choked.
And then he, yeah. And basically,
so
you're saying
there's no time in between hanas me'ayim and choking.
I guess so. That's yours. I'm saying that's the dechia. Okay, it's a potential dechia of the raya. Again, or sameach. I guess where he's coming from is that the simplest understanding of the Gemara is that you're dealing with one kosevis, and that's what it is. But you're saying there is a way to defend the other shittos. That's fine.
I think considering the dechia from the other perspective, like the whole point is that, like, he couldn't have finished the avera. Once he finished the avera, he has kapara right away.
Yeah.
So it must be the case that while he's doing the avera, he gets the onesh. Like Hashem gets him on the spot. You know, like kills him on the spot. So,
not while, like right after it. Not, right after, like, you finish.
Because, like, if it's right after you finish, you already had a kapara.
It's like, I guess, possible.
Could be that he has right away. Like, but, like, I think it's possible to explain, like, he's like at this spot during the Avera. And, like, here, even those that say that Gnaz Meyav, they also agree that Gnaz Groma is the beginning of the Avera.
Uh-huh.
So maybe, like, when he's on his throw, he's like, he's in the process of the Avera. So even if you say Gnaz Meyav, it could still be that Hashem is punishing him on the spot.
Because that gets the Chatzi Shir a little bit, which I think it's we're there for.
It's not like, I don't think it's like...
I mean,
it's getting there anyways. Like, there's nothing that's going to stop, you know?
Interesting. But if you really think Hanos Me'ayim is Koveh, right? And let's say you're the approach that both Hanos Krono and Hanos Me'ayim. So, interesting question. Let's say you die right after, between Hanos Krono and Hanos Me'ayim. Was that... Were you high of onish, or is that more like a chatzis shir?
It's all like one big avera, I think. So it's not like two. And also, grown up, it's like two separate things. You know, like it's like all like one thing.
It's a process. Like, it's a process.
It's a one long process.
Okay, but it could be that you're.
Never said that idea.
That
it's from the beginning of the achil.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're right. But yet, correct for the like, inisr chala isr discussion. Actually, I might have taken that part out. It was a very complicated
question. But if you're finished the avera, so like...
But we need a karis, like, though. You hear what I'm saying? The Gemara there is talking about a case where you have a chiyuv karis. So presumably you have to finish all aspects of the avera.
If you finish the avera, it's kapara right away.
The Gemara is saying it's like a b'vas achas thing. Like, at the moment you finish the avera, you died on the spot, and somehow the Gemara is obviously assuming that you need, like, it needs to be a certain time for the Yitzumo Shal Yom
Tibuchat. Actually, you maybe can say, if it's passing through your throat for a second, you already did the Avera. And, like, while, like, it's still in your throat, you're still doing the same Avera. Maybe that could be the problem.
Mm-hmm. Could be. I'm not sure. I hear. So either way, so we have, right, the first Raya of the Or Samech. Interesting. I didn't assume that would get so much discussion. That's good. The first raya of the Or Sameach was the Gemara from Shavuos, again, which implies that even when you die after choking, you still violated the Avera, assuming that the Hanaz Grono alone is Mechayev. The second raya of the Or Sameach, which becomes important because of the Chasam Sofer, is the Yerushalmi. Right? The Yerushalmi in Shumos, again, it's a little easier when you look it up. I don't want you guys to get too bogged down in this. Was it, you guys understand? Anyone able to understand the raya from Shumos just based on the Or Sameach? The case where someone's in the middle of... Yeah? Is that raising a hand? Oh, no. So basically, I'll start off. Basically, it's a case where, you know, you originally thought you were a kohen. You're eating chuma. In the middle of you eating chuma, you realize that you're not a kohen. So the question is, so you're in the middle of chewing, and the question is, can you finish chewing? So the shita is machok, is between Rav Elazar and the Chum. So Rav Elazar's shita is that once you start chewing, you can finish chewing. And the Gemara says, in the Yerushalmi, explains that because the shita of Rav Elazar is that basically, like, laos is kibalua. But basically, the ma'isa achila is basically complete through the chewing process. That once you're chewing, that's the ma'isa achila, and therefore you already violated, you know, the isser of achilas chuma already. So therefore, there's no problem of finishing. And then, very importantly, the Yerushalmi says, "Oh, Rav Elazar holds this idea of that laos is kibaleya, bein basically in all contexts, bein b'shar machal sisiros, bein b'yom kippur." So basically, it seems, and the Yerushalmi says that even though we pass from like the Chachamim there, right, who reject Rav Elazar, the Chachamim just argue and say that, oh, that chewing is in a ma'aseh achila, that you need to, that baleya mamish is a ma'aseh achila. But it's clear, it comes out. So we who paskin, like the Chachamim basically say that baleya, the hanaz grono, is koveya, and the Yerushalmi explicitly says that the hanaz grono is koveya, bein b'shar machal sisiros, bein for Yom Kippur. So here's a second raya that Yom Kippur, just like Shar Machal Sisiros, the Koveya is Hana's Grono. So that's the second raya of the Or Sameach, that Hana's Grono is the Koveya even for Yom Kippur. Okay. What, one more time? The Yerushalmi. Yeah, in short, basically, the Yerushalmi, in context of discussing a Machokis, whether chewing is the ma'aseh achila or whether swallowing is the ma'aseh achila, the Gemara there equates the context of Shar Machal Sisiros with Yom Kippur. So in short, we pass on like the Chachamim there that the swallowing is the koveya, and yet the Gemara says that just like we pass on that swallowing, i.e. Hanaz Grono, is the koveya for Shar Machal Sisiros, like Isra Achilas Truma, it's also the koveya for Yom Kippur. So it's a Raya Pshuta that seemingly that the koveya for Yom Kippur is swallowing is Hanaz Grono. Fine. But what makes things interesting...
This is not the Chasam Sofer's
job. What?
It's now the Chasam Sofer's.
Oh, so we're going to get to that. The Chasam Sofer seems to bring the Yerushalmi as a raya for the opposite shita.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And everyone goes to town. Like that's the opposite. So we'll get there in just a moment. But the Or Sameach doesn't stop there. So after establishing that Hanaz Grono is Mechayev, so you would similarly say, oh, if Hanaz Grono is Mechayev, so then all the nafka mina that you find in Chulin should apply to Yom Kippur. So therefore, if Hanaz Grono is Mechayev, so therefore you should be Chayev in the case of where some of the food gets stuck in your mouth, it's, you know, Bein HaChani Chayim. And you should also be Chayev in the case of, you know, Achol Chatzi Shir V'Hikio, V'Chazer V'Achol Chatzi Shir. Right? But yet, the Or Sameach says no. Even though Hanaz Grono is Mechayev, it's not the classical Hanaz Grono, that's what we're calling it, it's the adjusted Hanaz Grono. And he says that in the case of, you know, Achol Chatzi Shir V'Hikio, V'Chazer V'Achol Chatzi Shir, he says, there, even though you have Hanaz Grono, and Hanaz Grono is Koveya for Yom Kippur, you're not going to be Chayiv in that case for Yom Kippur. Why? Because he says, I just read it inside, Yesh L'Stapik B'Yom, sorry, Amnam, just read it inside, V'Bola Chatzi Zayas V'Hikio, he's not sure whether that nafkamina of Hanaz Grono is going to apply to Yom Kippur. Because perhaps the factor of Yisuvei Daite would require you to have the full shear in your throat at the same time. So the question is, how would you really assess this Or Sameach? On the one hand, he says Hanaz Grono, and the Raya from Yerushalmi implies that it's because, you know, we're talking about is that Yom Kippur is equated with Shar Machal Sisiros, that the Koveya is the Ma'isa Achila. But yet he says you need to have some Yisuvei Daite, and therefore in the case of Chazer V'Hikio, where you lack that Yisuvei Daite, you know, you're not going to be over the Inui Shel Achila on Yom Kippur. So the question is, you know, like it's, you know, where is the Or Sameach standing here? So I'd like to suggest two different understandings, and it's not clear which one he's saying. So the first suggestion is that really the Or Sameach is approach number one. Really, like the fact that he accepts Hanaz Grono which she based on the Yerushalmi's comparison to Shor Mechos Asuros, really is an approach number one person, that really the Koveh of Yom Kippur is a Maisa Achila. Okay, but now you're going to ask, if you really approach number one, so that, and the Hanaz Grono is the Koveh, so then why aren't you Chayiv in the case of Chazar V'Yikiyo? So perhaps, just like we find that approach number one agrees that there is some, what we call a quantitative adjustment, you know, between you know, classical Machos Asuros and Yom Kippur, namely, right, the shear of Yom Kippur is not Kizayiv, right, the shear is adjusted for Koseva Sagasa. So, as we pointed out before, even the approach number one agrees that there, that the Yusuve Daite does play a role in adjusting the shear, what we've been calling a quantitative adjustment. So perhaps the Orsamach says, just like we quantitatively adjust the shear from Kizayis to Koseva Sagasa, so perhaps part of that quantitative adjustment is that you need the full shear bebesa bliya bebas achas. And that's part of, you know, the quantitative adjustment, but really it's approach number one, really it's a maisa achila, but part of the quantitative adjustment for the shear is that just like we have a different shear of Koseva Sagasa, part of that adjustment also includes having a shear, bebeis bliya, bebas achas, such that it has the potential to be miyase daite. But really the koveya is maisa achila, but a maisa achila which has the potential for yisuve daite, such that we adjust it for quantitatively for shiurim such as Koseva Sagasa and bebeis bliya. That's one understanding of the Or Sameach. The second understanding of the Or Sameach is that he's really accepting approach 2b. That really he's Hanaz Goron, or Hanaz Grono, therefore, which means he holds of, you know, Maisa Achila. But by saying, by not being Mechayev, the case of Chazar V'Yikiyo, he's basically saying that in addition to the factor of Maisa Achila, of Hanaz Grono, you also need a second factor of Yisuve Daite. And it's that second factor of Yusuve Daite which doesn't exist in the case of Chazar V'Yikiyo. According to the second approach is basically saying that you can't learn the Or Sameach as the first approach, because although the first approach can have a quantitative adjustment in shear from Kizayis to Koseva Sagasa, that you can claim as an adjustment because that's just an adjustment of shear. But here the Chazar V'Yikiyo is not, it's hard to say that that's just a quantitative adjustment. That also seems to relate to the manner in which you're performing the achila. So in short, this too is the second understanding of the Or Sameach, is to say that really the fact that, you know, the Or Sameach doesn't think that you're chayiv in the case of Chazar V'Yikiyo is basically means that the Or Sameach is aligning with approach 2b, that not only do you need a Maisa Achila and a Naz Grono, you also need Yisuve Daite, and that latter requirement of Yisuve Daite is that which is lacking in the case of Chazar V'Yikiyo. Yes,
what's the Or Sameach suffering care about Chazar V'Yikiyo?
No, because this is the same. Chazar V'Yikiyo is you're eating the same half as that.
Okay, but
so in the end of the day, from a Hanaz Me'ayim perspective, you only had a total of a half a gazayas or half a shear in your stomach.
He's saying it's not Hanaz Me'ayim, it's just Hanaz Grono.
That's what we're trying to understand. So that's where he brings in this factor, because you also need Yisuve Daite, he's saying. So he says, not only do you need Hanaz Grono, there's also a requirement of Yisuve Daite. So that's what we're presenting. Is that requirement of Yisuve Daite saying, and approach 2b, that there are two requirements. You need Hanaz Grono / Maisa Achila plus Yusuve Daite in line with approach 2b. Or is he really still being in line with approach number one, that it's really all Hanaz Grono, it's all Maisa Achila, it's just that this is part of the adjustment. That just like we have an adjustment quantitatively for Shear from Kizayas to Kikoseva Sagasa, this is also part of that adjustment. But in short, you know, the idea of Tokte Achila's process is when you're doing a classical, you know, Achila of, you know, eat a half the Kizayas and eat another, a second half of Kizayas. But in total in your stomach, there's a full Kizayas. Chazar V'Yikiyo is a specialized case where you eat half of Kizayas, you throw up that half of Kizayas, and then you re-eat that half of Kizayas.
What's the nafkamina of Hanaz Grono versus Hanaz Me'ayim?
Oh my God.
According to the Or Sameach, if you hold Hanaz Grono by Yom Kippur, there's still really no difference between Nas Gorma and Nas Me'ayim. Like, there's no actually Nafka Me'ayim.
You're saying if you reject the
Nafka. You go with that in the first approach that we said in the Nas Me'ayim, that it's a Din Ma'isa Achila. All it is Ma'isa Achila, and there's no Nafka Me'ayim about Chazit, right? Achol Chazit Ikiyo, right? There's no, none of that, and there's nothing about the Vedikat Stokin and Nichayim. So,
you know, I think he will be mechayev kesef where it gets stuck in chanichayim.
Even though there's no yeshiva das,
I think he only rejects the nafkamina of chazar v'kiyo. So I think he, that's the answer to your question.
That's yeshiva das.
I think so.
Have something lodged in your throat. Okay.
Well, because in terms of hanas grono, it's miaser daite.
So why is that any different by when he threw it up and reading it?
You're saying, why is he being mechalak between those two cases?
Yeah, maybe he's just saying
one. I think that's what I'm saying, the shir idea. So, I mean, according to the first understanding, this is just like a shir idea. That Yisuvei Daita is not, according to the first understanding of the Or Sameach, it really only requires Hanaz Grono. It only requires a Ma'isa Achila. And this adjustment is just like Yisuvei Daita, we say, according to the first approach, is just like a giloy to change the shir from Kizayas to Kokosev Sagasa. That's what's saying the same thing here. That same Giloy, which changes the shear of the Maisa Achila from Kizayas to Kokosev Sagasa, is also saying that this is also a type of shear. That you need to have a shear of Kokosev Sagasa, Bibasa Achas. But in Hanami, the only Koveya is, you know, Maisa Achila, and therefore, in terms of Ben Achanichayim, since that doesn't relate to shear in any way, therefore, that's a Ma'isa Achila because you had Hanaz Grono of a full shear. Yeah. It's Or Sameach, it's subtle. It's very hard to understand. I just don't get me wrong. Don't, you know.
Just a few points to this question, so I can see if it's a question.
You're taking over for Cole here. Yeah.
What's it called? The second 2B, right?
Yeah.
Is Yisuvei Daita more of a factor or Hanaz? What's more of a factor? Are they both playing an equal role?
Yeah, within 2B...
When it's both of them are playing out, right?
I mean, according to which shita, it gets a little complicated.
In the Or Sameach?
Within the Or Sameach, yeah.
Right? That's
2B,
right?
Yeah, okay. That's Grono,
and
you also need Yisuvei Daita.
So which one's more?
I'm sorry. Your assumption is that one...
both equal things, or...
Let's say.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Okay.
And then, according...
I'm not sure about that, meaning it's an open question, yeah.
But also, the way Rabbi was Marcha, well, he explained in the Or Sameach holding like 2B from holding like number 1, it's because he said it can't be just a quantitative adjustment. Why? Because...
like this relates to the way you're eating. Right. It's not just a shear. It's like a quasi-shear.
Right.
It's like...
We said in the Gemara that the reason why we established a Mustavis is because this is the shear that makes a this makes Yisuvei Daita, and Basa Mehachi it doesn't lead to Yisuvei Daita. So it's not like a point of shear, it's a point of like a way to get to Yisuvei Daita. So in this amount or this way of eating, it's all a way of leading to be able to get to Yisuvei Daita.
Yeah, it's a good question. So I'm going to say that the way approach number 1 is going to learn that Gemara is that it's not that the Gemara is saying you also need Yisuvei Daita. Approach number 1 is going to say all you need is a Ma'isa Achila. And the Gemara of Yisuvei Daita is just saying that's like the Giloy of the Kra. When the Pasuk used the Lashon of Inui instead of Achila, that's a way of saying that the Shir is different. It's qualitative, it's quantitatively different because we're just saying, and what's the kovei for this year? You know, so you know, it's a ma'isa achila. So you know, and ma'isa achila is only kezayas. So what are we changing it to? So we're changing it to the shir, which generally provides Yisuvei Daita, but not that the Yisuvei Daita is part of the kovei of the iser. The kovei of the iser is solely a ma'isa achila, and this Yisuvei Daita was just a way of defining which shir is kovei. But really, the lone kovei ends up being a ma'isa achila.
Okay.
Good question. Okay. So, moving on now. So basically, we discussed the first approach of Hanaz Grono. Right? That the Koveya for Yom Kippur is Hanaz Grono. We found two different versions. Classical Hanaz Grono, that was like the Fikiyam B'Shem Tosfos, or an adjusted Hanaz Grono for the Or Sameach. So now moving on to the second approach, which thinks that for the lone Koveya for Yom Kippur is Hana'as Me'ayim. So again, we'll see the Mufarshim who accept this in just a moment, but just to analyze for a second, according to the second approach, that the lone Koveya is Hana'as Me'ayim, right? In light of the fact that we know B'chol Torah Kula, that you need Hana'as Grono for a Maisa Achila, so the fact that the Shittos within the second approach think that you don't need Hana'as Grono, all you need is Hana'as Me'ayim, so that reflects that this second approach thinks, like approach 2A, that the only requirement that the gedder, that the lone gedder of Inui for Yom Kippur is Yisuvei Daite. Right? And you don't need a Maisa Achila, because again, if you needed a Maisa Achila, then you would need Hana'as Grono, presumably. So again, this second approach which thinks that Hana'as Me'ayim alone suffices for Yom Kippur, that implies that the only factor at play is Yisuvei Daite, in line with, you know, our original approach to A. All right, so let's quickly see Mefarshim who accept this approach. So the first one is the first day of the Minchas Chinuch. Right? We call it the Havmin, or the first day of the Minchas Chinuch, in right, Shin Yud Gimel Beis, Dibur Maschel Ud. Right? The Minchas Chinuch originally says that, right, since the Torah doesn't utilize the Lashon of Achila, and only utilizes the Lashon of Inui, so the simple understanding of that is that the only factor, only Koveh for Yom Kippur, is the factor of Yisuvei Daite. And therefore, it says in Minchas Chinuch, you would assume, that the only type of Hana required for Yom Kippur is Hana'as Me'ayim, which is Yisuvei Daite. So, again, at the first day of the Minchas Chinuch, again, seems to align with the second approach, that the only Koveh is Hana'as Me'ayim. We're going to see that the Minchas Chinuch, you know, proceeds to reject this first day, but again, this at least was his first day. The second Mefarish who seems to accept this approach is the Chassam Sofer. Right? In Tshuva's Chassam Sofer, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Chav Zayin. Again, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Chav Zayin in Tshuva's Chassam Sofer. Dibur Maschil Su Tzarech Li'iyin. So there, the Chassam Sofer says, in line with this Minchas Chinuch, that because the Torah only focuses on the Lashon of Inui, so therefore the focus seems to all be on Yisuvei Daite, and therefore he says that in the case of, right, where some of the foods get stuck, Bein Chamichayim, you're not going to be Chayev in Yom Kippur, because again, since the Koveya is Hana'as, since the Koveya is Yisuvei Daite, therefore the Koveya should be Hana'as Me'ayim, and therefore you need a full shear of Kikosev HaSagasa in the Me'ayim, and therefore if any amount of the shear Kikosevus remains Benach Anichayim in the mouth, you're not going to be Chayev at all. But the interesting thing the Chassam Sofer does, we referenced before, the Yemen reference, is the Chassam Sofer, when he brings a raya to himself, seems to bring a raya against himself. He says, what's a raya to my shita that the Koveya for Yom Kippur is different than the Koveya for Shar Machalos Asuros? Right, Shar Machalos Asuros, Koveya is Hana'as Grono, we pass him like Rav Yochanan. But Chassam Sofer is trying to develop that the Koveya for Yom Kippur is a unique, you know, Yisuvei Daite, it's all about Hana'as Me'ayim. So what's his raya? It brings a raya from that Yerushalmi and Shumos. The same Yerushalmi and Shumos, which seems to equate Yom Kippur with the Shar Machalos Asuros, the Chassam Sofer, strangely, brings that as a raya to his shita, that the getter for Yom Kippur is different than Shar Machalos Asuros. So the obvious question that everyone asks in the Chassam Sofer is that, you know, you bring a raya against yourself instead of for yourself. So as a loyal son, that the Chassam Sofer is, he says, everyone stop beating up on my father, right? Really, I found a Chassam Yad of my father, where my father basically recognizes the fact, where the Chassam Sofer writes, and it's a different presentation of the sugya. And he says, Chassam Sofer points out that my father understands the question. And in this other time when the Chassam Sofer is writing up the sugya, he basically says that I understand that the Yerushalmi is against my shita. Right? I understand the Yerushalmi, which seems to imply that the Gedder of Yom Kippur is the same as the Gedder for Shar Machalos Asuros. That's against my shita, or my shita that, right, in contrast to Shar Machalos Asuros, where the Koveya is Grono, I think that the Yom Kippur has a unique shita of Me'ayim. But really, my raya is not the Yerushalmi, because that's against me. But I don't mind that I'm against the Yerushalmi, because I'm in line with the Bavli. Where does the Chassam Sofer think that the Bavli implies that the koveya is hanas me'ayim, something we discussed at length. Exactly. We're at the comparison that the Gemara draws between Yisuve Daite of Yom Kippur and Sviya of Birchas HaMazon. So the Chasam Sofer in this other place writes that the fact that the Bavli on the bottom of Ayin Tes on the Beis makes an equation between Yisuve, or comparison between Yisuve Daite of Yom Kippur and Sviya of Birchas HaMazon, he says that's a raya that Hanas Me'ayim is Koveh. Because we know, says the Chasam Sofer, that Hanas Me'ayim is Koveh for the Sviya of Birchas HaMazon. So that can carry over to the gather of Yisuve Daite for Yom Kippur. The gather of Yisuve Daite for Yom Kippur is also Hanas Me'ayim. But interestingly, which is why I'm bringing this up, because it connects to our previous shiurim, the Ksav Sofer, again, still a loyal son, but pointing out that there's not, you know, the raya of his father is not foolproof, because although the Gemara makes a comparison between Yisuve Daite and Sviya, what does the Gemara ultimately do? It contrasts them. Right, it points out that the shear for Sviya of Birchas HaMazon is Kibetza, while the shear of Yisuve Daita is less than that. So Ksav Sofer says, while the Gemara in general is, you know, talking about them in the same conversation, Ksav Sofer points out, at the end of the day, the Gemara is mechalik between them. So just like the Gemara is mechalik between them in terms of shiurim, by saying that, you know, Sviya is kibetza and Yisuve Daita is less than that, so it could be that they also have different gedarim. So while the geder of Sviya of Birchas HaMazon is Hanas Me'ayim, it could be that the geder of Yisuve Daita of Yom Kippur is Hanas Grono. So the Ksav Sofer says, you know, for sure the raya of the Yerushalmi Shumos is not right, is not good raya, and he says, my father admits to that. But even the second raya from the Bavli is also not such a strong raya. And again, I think it's an interesting, you know, discussion of the Ksav Sofer in light of our conversation, earlier conversations, that there might be a fundamental distinction between Yisuve Daite and Sviya, as we were pointing out, that it could be of, you know, different gedarim in terms of, you know, Toch De'achilas Pras. That was our discussion earlier. So that's all the, again, so far in terms of the second approach, that Hanas Me'ayim is the Lon Koveya. First we had the first Deya in the Minchas Chinuch, and then we had the Chazam Sofer, and the last Shita in the second approach is the Shoel in the Achiezer. Again, Yehuda and Seder brought up the Nafkamina of an ivy, and basically the Shoel in the Achiezer is basically saying that Rabbi Shoel has the following analysis. Because the Lone Koveya for Yom Kippur is Yisuve Daite, and Yisuve Daite is all based Hanas Me'ayim alone, so therefore it should be equally usher to feed a Chola on Yom Kippur through an IV. Right? Even though an IV obviously bypasses, you know, Hanas Grono, or it, you know, it gives you, you know, satisfaction. What it goes, he's talking in cases it goes straight to the stomach. Right, it gives you satisfaction straight to Hanas Me'ayim by through bypassing, you know, Hanas Grono. But the Shoel says, but because according to my analysis, the Lone Koveya for Yom Kippur is Yisuve Daite and Hanas Me'ayim, therefore that shouldn't be a heter to use an IV, because you still have the same type of Hanas Me'ayim. So again, the third, you know, Mefarish, who accepts the second approach that the Lone Koveya is Hanas Me'ayim, is the Shoel in the Achiezer. And again, the analysis seems clear that according to the second approach, these Mefarshim seem to be holding of approach 2a. Again, that the Lone Koveya for Yom Kippur is Yisuve Daite, and therefore once the Lone Koveya is Yisuve Daite and there's no requirement for any Maisa Achila, therefore there's no requirement of Hanas Grono, which is the Geder of Maisa Achila Bechol Torah Kula. Okay, so in the last 8 minutes that we have, I'd like to just quickly go through the third approach in the Sugya. Those who hold...
It would be much easier than IV for Sakana.
Yeah, for Sakana, yeah. But then if it's Sakana, you might as well feed it. Mm-hmm. So there's no value to using an IV. So the third approach is that you need that the Geder, or the requirement of Inoy, or the Geder of Inoy Shelachila for Yom Kippur, is both Hanas Grono and Hanas Me'ayim. So first we're going to see the number of Mefarshim who accept this, and then we're probably not going to be able to analyze the Shita until next time. But just to document the Mefarshim who hold that the Geder of Inoy Shel Achila requires both Hanas Grono and Hanas Me'ayim, have as follows. The first one is the Minchas Chinuch Lamaskan. Right, the Minchas Chinuch ends up holding, right, this is in Dibur Maschul Ach, right, and in contrast to his first day, which says that it's only Hanas Me'ayim, he concludes by saying, no, you need both Hanas Me'ayim and Hanas Grona. What's the Raya of the Minchas Chinuch? Interesting Raya. And remember what the Raya for the Minchas Chinuch is, that in addition to Hanas Me'ayim, you also need Hanas Grona. Exactly. The fact that the Gemara and Peyam and Beis says you need these requirements of Retoch Deachilos Pras, which is a sigil we'll get to, and we already touched upon a little bit, Minchas Chinuch assumes, Chiddush in the sigil there, that Toch Deachilos Pras only makes sense for what? For which Hana? Grown up. Why? Exactly. In short, if Tokid, and to halachasize it, right, if the idea about Tokid Achilas Pras is a way of being mitzarev, right, the different achilos, the different hanos, so basically the Minchas Chinuch's reasoning goes as follows. Hanos me'ayim doesn't need a mitzarev because it has a natural mitzarev. Right? Satiation, hanos me'ayim, right, the more you eat, right, the satiation just builds on itself. And therefore, there's a natural tziruf between hanas me'ayim, as long as you're within, a certain, this amount of equal. But, therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, the only time you need tokidei achilas pras, you need that tziruf of 2 to 9 minutes, is only when it comes to hanas grono, which we were discussing yesterday, because hanas grono, there's no lasting impact of hanas grono. Hanas grono is fleeting. It's like, it's a momentary taste, sensation in your mouth. And therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, what's going to be mitzarif, the Hanaz Grono from a minute ago to your current Hanaz Grono? Because there's no lingering, taste that will naturally connect it to Hanaz Grono. Says the Minchas Chinuch, therefore, Tokid Achilas Pras is needed to be mitzarif those different Hanaz Grono. So says the Minchas Chinuch, the fact that you have the requirement of Tokid Achilas Pras by Yom Kippur, so that is Machriach, that proves to us that there's a requirement of Hanaz Grono for Yom Kippur, in addition to the Yisuvei Daite, to the Hanaz Me'ayim of Yom Kippur. So in short, the Minchas Chinuch proves that not only is there Hanaz Me'ayim, which is required for the Yisuvei Daite, but there's also Hanaz Grono, which is required. Okay, that's the first Mefarish who accepts this approach. The second one is the Ksav Sofer. So again, after having a long discussion of it, in terms of his father's Rayas, back and forth, Ksav Sofer has a line where he says, don't interpret my father who's focusing on Hanaz Me'ayim as saying that Hanaz Me'ayim alone suffices, because really you need both Hanaz Me'ayim and Hanaz Grono. I'll just read the line inside. He has like a one-liner. He says, Havadai I b'yom ha-kippurim b'me'ev ra'italia. Right, if it was just based on Hanaz Me'ayim, then lo chayev kishetoche b'mitno. Right, then you wouldn't be chayev when it goes. Sorry. He's basically saying because the loan koveya is not Me'ayim, therefore you're not going to be chayev when you threw an IV. Because ella Hanaz grono umeyav be'ina. You need both Hanaz Me'ayim and grono. Therefore, umaschel isra yom ha-kippurim b'tchiloso kishenichnas le-grono, as we referenced before. Therefore, the isra starts with the hanaz grono, but umashlim kishiyorid le-meyav. But it only finishes when it goes to the me'ayim. I was discussing before, that's a longer process, which includes both hanaz grono and hanaz me'ayim. Again, the ksav sofer there, I didn't have you see this. This is in the dot. There's a long cheshbon based on the Gemara and Pesachim and Lam Vav and Aleph, because the Gemara there applies in Isser Chala Isser between Yom Kippur and Shara Machal Sosuros. So there's a whole fancy cheshbon. It's very complicated, but basically through that, it's that sugya which is the basis of his proof that you need both Hanaz Me'ayim and Hanaz Grono. I just didn't want to get into the details.
So is he saying that that the Chassam Sofer holds that way as well, or is he just saying
unclear? In his Lashon, it's not totally clear. We're going to see the Achi Ezer. In just a second, he says this is pshat in the Chassam Sofer, but it's not clear that the Chassam Sofer says that.
Why does Chassam Sofer say it's both?
He has a raya from the Gemara in Pesachim, which I don't want to get into. Pesachim al Anvav in Misugav in Israel Chalal. It just gets a little complicated there. Okay, the last two Mefarshim who hold of the Shita that it's both, the third Shita is the third Mefarsh is the Eglei Tal, right? The end of the Eglei Tal, which we read yesterday, is the Eglei Tal again in the Melechas Tochen. Simon Samach Beis Os Beis. So there, which is fascinating, because you know he brings up a Gemara which we saw earlier, right? The Gemara in Aydan on Beis, which has you know a number of you know different makaros for the inoy of achila. So generally, you know, you run through makaros, and you don't pay too much attention to them. But this is important because always very important in a methodological point to pay attention to makaros, because a lot of times makaros, you know, will shed light on the nature of a din. So in fact, in line with that, you know, methodology, the Eglei Tal, you know, the Avnei Nezer, basically says, if you look at the two of the makoros on Ayin Dalel and Beis regarding the Inoy Vachila, they highlight that you require both Hanaz Grono and Hanaz Me'ayim. So he says, one of the makoros was where the Gemara darshans that it's the Inoy Shehu Avedas HaNefesh. Right, basically bringing, Gzera Shava or a connection between different forms of Inoy. The Gemara there darshans out that it's the only Inoy, which is Aser and Yom Kippur, is an Inoy which includes with it Avedas HaNefesh, where you're going to end up losing your life. So he says, what's the impact of the lack of Achila, you know, which causes you to be sick and to die, starvation? That's a lack of Hanaz Me'ayim. It's a lack of nutrition. The lack of nutrition is the factor which causes Avedas HaNefesh. He says, that makor highlight, that the focus of Achila is Hanaz Me'ayim. But there's a second makor there. The second makor, which basically says, Af Inoy Nefesh Shechayavin Allah B'makom Acher. Right? The second drasha, which basically says, is the type of Inoy which you're chayav in other places. And the Gemara says, right, the Izezeh, right? What type of Inu are you chayiv in other places? Said Pikel Venosar, referencing other Isuri Achila. So he says, if you're referencing other Isuri Achila, what's the gather of Shar Machal Sesuros? Which Hana? Hana's Grono. So there you have, from the two Makoros and Aydal and Beis, both Hana's Grono and Hana's Me'ayim. So again, important, just again highlighting the importance of drashos, again pointing to two different drashos on Ayin Dalet and Beis, also assuming that they are not mutually exclusive, they you know go hand in hand. One highlights Hanaz Grono and one highlights Hanaz Me'ayim. Last mefarish before we close before the buzzer is the Achiezer. Again, this is in Chela Gimel, Tshuva Samach Aleph. There, the Achiezer of Chaim Ozer basically develops that even though the Chassam Sofer seems to focus on the Hanaz Me'ayim, really he holds it as Hanaz Me'ayim in conjunction with Hanaz Grono. Therefore he says, right, remember the Shoah was discussing the Nafkamina of IV, so he says, Lamaisa, since you really midaraisa require both Hanaz Grono and Hanaz Me'ayim, since an IV bypasses Hanaz Grono, so therefore it does make sense to use an IV. Because an IV will not violate the full Isser Daraisa, the full Isser Daraisa is both Grono and Me'ayim, and therefore an IV, which only has an Os Me'ayim, will basically bypass the full Isser Karis, and therefore he says it is a good idea to use that when needed. Okay, we'll stop here. Minchas now. This is all the Achiezer in the church.